Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Katie, were you in Florence recently?
Like Italy, Florence?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. No? I feel like this is something you would do.
Okay.
Tourist there is facing charges for climbing into a fountain with the god Neptune. and it was a dare to go up and touch Neptune's pee-pee ding-ding.
Oh, goodness.
Listen. Grab a hold of the stone statue's genitalia.
I know I've been single a long time. I am not that hard up for a man, okay?
Don't say hard up. Now, part of the problem is she didn't break the pee-pee ding-ding. She actually had to stabilize herself and messed up one of the horse's legs that is in the statue with Mr. Naked Neptune. Caused about $6,000 in damages. But she is also facing up to $47,000 in potential fines.
Oh, yeah.
For climbing into this fountain that was, like, made in the 1600s or something.
Pretty sure you can't do that. Like, wow.
Yeah, and of course it was some sort of, I think it was like a bachelorette thing. So.
Oh, they were a little.
Hey, get in that fountain and touch its peep ding dings.
Little tea many Italian martinis.
Yeah, I think so. So anyway.
Wow.
I just read the headline and I was like, Katie, were you on vacation?
You know, if I was in Italy, I'd be eating.
Dude,
somewhere.
It was made in 1560.
What?
Yeah, look at that.
Wow. Oh,
all right. So, speaking of being hard up for men, you're finding all these guys that are just so unavailable right now. Right?
Well,
is that the issue?
Can we be honest? They're finding me. I don't think this is my fault, and I think that's kind of what I want to get a test on here. I need people's opinions. I need your advice on this because I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but I keep getting approached by men. I guess that are just not available. Now, most recently, I met this guy, right? And it was kind of a work vibe. Like, we met from work stuff. And after we did the work thing, we were kind of texting a little bit and everything. And it was a little flirty. And I was like, well, he was kind of cute. Whatever. That was fun. And he sent me a text that had a winky face in it, right? So immediately,
you love
I was
emojis.
Like,
I love emojis.
And they say so much. So the winky face is like, I'm into it. I'm into you.
What's
I'm
up,
like
cutie?
This. Right? So a few messages go on, and then I send a winky face back to him.
So much winking.
Oh, so much winking. And whatever that did to him, he completely shut it down. He was just like, me sending him a winky face was enough for him to be like, well, it was great hanging out, blah, blah. We'll see you in the future, blah. And I was like, oh, okay, I guess I crossed a line.
So
and
he can wink, but you can't wink?
But I can't wink, and it's fine. It is what it is, right? But I still had to kind of communicate with this guy because of the work thing, right? So we saw each other not too long after that, and at this meeting, homie brings his girlfriend.
He's trying to.
What?
He's putting a wall in front of this situation.
I know, and I was like, but you winked at me first. Like, I never would have winked back at you had you not sent the little face with the winky, right? Like,
what was the context for the text that he sent with the winky included?
Part of the work thing was I kind of gave him, I guess, we went on a little tour, right? Like, we went so we were talking about that place we visited. We were just like, oh, that was fun, and there were these and this, right? And then he winked. He's like, can't wait to go back to that place. And I was like, oh, we're doing it again.
You gave him a house tour.
Exactly. So
that's not a flirty wink. That's like, you know, wink like I'll be back.
Oh, it was
like,
flirty. No, I showed.
I think
Josh,
any winky face is flirty.
And not only that, I showed Josh the whole text thread, and even he confirmed it was a flirty conversation.
The context I would have taken is flirty.
Absolutely,
yeah.
It was flirty, and so for him to show up at our next meeting with his girlfriend, and not only that. He expected me to give him a tour of that place again with his girlfriend, and I was like, oh, I'm not into that.
Was she hot?
Hot?
It doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. It's not part of the
story. Do
you
have a picture of her? Wink.
No, but it just, so that in itself, I was like, I don't know why that happened. I don't know if I did something wrong in that situation, but it really made me feel embarrassed.
I think, like, he realized he did something wrong.
He knows how to use the winky then,
I
guess.
Think either.
Maybe that's the thing, is he just doesn't know the logistics behind the wink.
I think it was a pretty
the rules.
Wink.
Could have been.
I think it was.
This is
totally
a good looking guy. I think he knows how to flirt.
Was he going for something next to the wink and accidentally sent the wink?
What's next to the wink?
Let me look.
Look at the wink.
I guess it wouldn't matter, like, because your most used ones come up first, right?
Yeah. No, maybe it's his first emoji.
Was it the wink with one eye open and the tongue out?
Not the tongue out. No. Just the wink of
him. Oh, the wink. Okay, so next to that is the smiley face, which is just a general smiley. So he could have been going for the general smiley, thumb slip.
I mean, I get that.
And then you got your hopes up.
I get that because I have fat thumbs.
Because that's to the left.
To
the right is the winky with the, he's blowing a kiss.
Either way, I just feel like the girlfriend showing up with him was like, you don't need to do all that.
Well, I think he realized he made a mistake.
She's
marking
her
territory. Oh, I got to fix
this. But way to make me feel even more embarrassed. And then in that same like couple day span, because it was around, no, it wasn't even, it was a couple weeks after my birthday, but I get a text from a married man who's like, happy birthday, Katie. And
weeks
just,
after?
Yeah, like a week and a half after my birthday. He texted me happy birthday. And I haven't heard from this guy for a minute. And now he's married. And I
was
just like,
just being nice?
Well, that's
do you have history with this guy?
I do. We've went on three dates. And we kissed once. And
was
he gave
married
me his
then?
Hoodie. No, he wasn't married then.
Hopefully that happened.
And shortly after he gets married, like literally months after he gave me his hoodie, he got married. But he's still messaging me.
Maybe he's
me.
Just looking for his hoodie back.
I know, maybe.
What kind of hoodie was it?
It was just a white, plain hoodie. Again,
I wouldn't want that back.
It's fine. But no, it just, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. If I'm putting something out into the universe that I'm getting attention from unavailable men and I don't know how to stop it. Like, stop hitting
me
up.
He just wished you happy birthday.
I know,
why do you automatically assume he wants to get freaky with you?
As a married man who doesn't talk to me,
you shouldn't reach out to single women.
You shouldn't. It was, and then even after that, like, he said happy birthday, and I was just like, oh, thanks. It was a great day. And then he was just like, you know, I'm seeing all the moves you're making. I'm so proud of you being on the morning show. Like, blah, blah, blah. So it was like a lot more.
Is he on the outs?
Nice. No, and then immediately I went to his Instagram to see if he's still married, and all the pictures with his wife are still up there, so I'm like, you look like you're still hitched to me, homie.
When was the last one posted?
I guess
you gotta
like
go
a year
further
ago.
Into this investigation. If it's
a year ago,
then you don't know.
From the playoffs last year, but usually if you're not with that person anymore, you take all that down, right?
Like, oh, you don't, if it's your wife and it's a divorce,
yeah,
what you take your
keep
wife
all
down?
That up there.
Do they have kids?
No.
You
no
take
kids.
Your ex down.
You take
your
ex down.
Your ex-wife.
Yeah.
Guys don't do
the
that.
The ex-wife?
Why would you keep your ex-wife up there?
You, like, you take all that down. But that's
He's
not
a
it.
Grown man.
That's not it. So then the married man reaches out to me, right? And I didn't. I just want you to know, like, there was a moment where I feel like he was trying to, like, hook me, if you will. Like, me trying to, like, keep the conversation going. And I didn't. I put a kibosh on it. I was just like, it's great to hear from you. Hope you have a great day.
Text him
right
now and see if he's still married.
No, I'm not going to do that. I don't want
Give me
to
his
start,
number. I want to know if he's still married.
Don't start none, won't be none. That's what it is there. I'm not going
to
start none,
Jer. He's still married.
Not going to start none. But then, so I'm on the apps, right? So I'm on Bumble and I match with this guy and his pictures are all hiking pictures. So on Bumble, the woman
Interest
has to
skyrockets.
Reach out first.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, hey, Mike, his name's Mike. Hey, Mike, where do you like to hike? What's your favorite spot to hike? And he says someplace by Lake Powell. And I'm like, wait a second.
It's not here.
It's not here. And I look, and all of a sudden it says he's from Butte, Montana. And I was like, oh.
Hold up.
I didn't see that you're not from Colorado. But again, I don't think he initially had that on his profile. I think that's something he put after. I think it's a manipulation thing. Because then, again,
oh my
after.
God.
But after. No, Jeremy, you have to. You don't know.
So
you're
you think
not
this guy's
here.
Hitting on women in other states and then later going back on and putting where he's at?
Yes, 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 yes. I think that's exactly it. Because the Bumble will pick up your location.
Oh, my God.
So like it will. Like
You can again, change your location, too, to see where you want to be. Like, you can change your location and be like, hey, I want to find women in Colorado or whatever.
Yeah,
you know?
And so I feel totally like this is him manipulating the situation. Because once we matched and I told him I didn't know you were in Montana, he was like, yeah, I'm just here for work, actually. I'm here until Thursday and would love to get to know you, have some fun. And gave me his phone number. And I was just like, I don't.
Well, go have some fun.
No, I don't want to go have some fun.
Like, did you check his Instagram account and see if he really likes having fun?
Fun. This is not
According
fun.
To your Instagram, you don't like to have fun.
But that's the thing. I'm out there looking for a real solid relationship, and I just feel like if I'm entertaining,
I don't know where you're gonna find it.
These Montana boys, I'm not gonna find a real thing, you know.
But you never know. You might like meet this guy for funsies one afternoon, go have a drink with a random good-looking dude out of Montana, and it might blossom into something.
He could also chop
you
me
don't
up
know.
And put me in the
river. You could say that about somebody you meet in Arvada.
But this guy's got no, like he knows that his whole premise is to hook up.
Yeah.
He's told me that. And so if I bite that,
smash-tastic.
I don't want that. Like, that's the thing. He saturated the marketplace. You know, he sent that message to 20 women and one of them's going to grab onto it.
Yeah.
It's not me. Not today, Mike.
He's baiting the hook.
Not today, Brent.
Not today.
Like a Brent move.
It does sound like a Brent move.
I don't know what
anyway,
to tell you.
I just don't know if I'm putting them. Like,
if there's any other ladies out there in this same world as Katie.
Do I need an egg cleanse? What do I need to do?
Is she the only one experiencing this if you're single?
Is all the attention I'm getting from guys that are not available to me? Like, why?
If anyone knows if this middle guy is still married, let us know.
Please tell me now.
As always, the phone lines are always open on this morning show. If you guys want to sound off about anything, if you want to give Katie advice, you want to be in her corner, if you're going through the same thing, love to talk to you. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649, if you'd like to reach out and talk to this here morning show.
Yeah.
If you think Katie should have hooked up with Montana guy.
I don't think I should.
Calls and comments would be lovely. You could have rocked his world and he could have been like, damn, I got to marry this woman.
What do they call it? Like the land of enchantment? Or that's New Mexico, isn't it?
That's different. That's not Montana.
Big sky country.
Big sky. You could have showed him your big sky country.
Shut up, I can't do that.
Get that booty. You could have totally landed a man. Missed opportunity is what I'm saying. Well, we're having some fun with Katie's dating life this morning. She just can't find a man to save her life, and she's got all these unavailable dudes reaching out to her.
Well, yeah, I'm finding men, just not men I want to pursue, right?
Although, this guy that messaged you about the hoodie or whatever, guy, we went back and looked at his Instagram account. The last time he posted was a year ago.
Yeah.
So, my thought off on the air a few minutes ago was that he's having problems with his wife.
Yeah.
Maybe that's done and over with, so he's available.
Well, but the last post was her hand with the engagement ring, so I just don't know if that's...
But that was a year ago.
It is.
So there's no wedding, there's no pre-wedding, nothing.
I'm pretty sure
honeymoon.
They're married, though. Mm. Like, again, why would you keep all that up there?
I don't know. Phone lines exploded on this, though. Let's for sure talk to Jen, Brandon, and Amanda. Jen's been holding the longest. Hi, Jen.
Hi. How are you guys this morning? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Well, we're super dupes.
Thanks, Jen.
And we love you, Jen. Thank you so much for listening. So you heard about Katie's situation, right?
I did, and Katie, I'm going to tell you straight up, you are an amazing woman, and do not engage with anyone who doesn't give you exactly what you're looking for, because that's called settling, and as women, when we settle, we're never going to be happy, and you deserve the best, and if those men that are reaching, that you reach out to, are not on your same wavelength, then, you know what, let them go, and let them live their lives, and you look for the one. Because the universe is testing you. Usually when you have a bunch of things that are happening that are not what you're looking for, it's because the universe is testing you to see if you're ready for the one.
Or did the universe just send her Montana man and she's not taking the initiative to act on it?
Nah.
Why?
It's fitting a narrative.
Why is Montana man so bad? Like, go out and have fun and meet a guy.
Because he's just hookup material, and she's looking for somebody that of substance that is on her same path in life.
Yes.
And if you settle, you're never. And if you're having to ask, if you already know in your heart, and you're having to ask, what do you think I should do? But you know, and you already said, you said something really important. You said, but that's not what I want.
Yeah.
So if it's not what you want, then you don't do it.
Yeah.
Because you're always settling, and then you're setting yourself up for disappointment.
Exactly.
You're too awesome for that.
Jen, you made such a good point about the universe, because that's how I feel. I feel like right now with all of these options, like, because I feel a little overwhelmed with the men thing, right? Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, I have guys I could talk to right now. But you're right. None of them fit the guy that I'm looking for. And I truly feel like the universe is saying, if you invite this into your life, you're not ready for what I want to give you yet. And so that's
boom,
kind of, yes,
right there.
Mic drop. Boom.
If only the universe was single.
I know.
But Jen, let me tell you something. We know a lot of people who hooked up with somebody and that hookup turned into love and marriage.
you know what? And that is true. However, always go with what's inside, because your intuition tells you more than any hookup or anything else. That's just, you know, something that happened. But if they went with their gut, then okay. But if your gut's telling you this is not right, then there's a reason. Always go with your intuition.
Jen, I think you and Katie just became best friends forever.
I know. I like this a lot, Jen. I could talk to you all day.
You got this. You are so amazing. You're going to find the one.
You sound very wise, Jen. Very, very wise.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you for all the advice. You really got my head a little bit straighter. So thank you, Jen.
You're welcome. You guys have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Jen. You as well.
Okay, bye.
Listen.
I didn't like that.
Montana guy caught your eye, though. Good-looking guy.
He's a good-looking
likes
dude.
To hike.
Yeah.
Why would you not want to travel up to Bozeman from time to time, hang out in Montana? Beautiful, right?
Well, again, I think it's just the like when we matched in his response. Like, I'm only in town for work, actually, and I don't know why it put my last name up there. I can't change it, and you know, like, oh, I have to delete this right away because my coworkers will see it. Like, all of those are red flags.
It's a little fishy.
Maybe he wants to date on the sly, though. He doesn't want his
coworkers. That's a red flag for me.
It's none of coworkers' business on what you do.
You should, if you. That's the thing.
That's actually a green flag because he's a private guy.
No, I don't want someone who's ashamed of me, though. And that's kind of what that seems like. Is I would just be a hookup, and he doesn't want his coworkers finding out he's just hooking up with people on a work trip. Right?
Is this Brandon from Montana? Hi, Brandon.
Yes, hi, how are you guys?
We're good,
buddy. We're super duped. So I'm looking at my screen here. You're from Montana.
Yes, I am from Bozeman. You said this guy was from Butte, correct?
Yes, Butte, Montana.
Okay, so Bozeman is about an hour from Butte, and we don't ever call it Butte. We call it Butt Montana.
Butt Montana? Why do you call it that?
Because there's something in the water, and everyone from Butte is either quirky or just strange.
Because it stinks.
My advice to Katie is to run.
Okay, so
but Katie's a strange, quirky person as well. It might be a perfect hookup, Brandon.
That's her risk, then. That's a risk.
See, Brandon, I am, like, not in the phase of my life where I want to take a bunch of risks, right? Like, I'm looking for calmness. I saw a term recently that totally hit home for me. I am looking for a wholesome love, one that makes me feel peace and at ease, and I'm not worried all the time, and I just feel like Mike from Montana is not that love. I feel like he's going to go on all kinds of work trips and sends all kinds of messages to ladies across the country. That's what I feel. Yeah.
Definitely.
See? You agree then? You agree?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Brandon, are you single?
No, I am not.
Okay.
Oh, darn.
He's got great advice. He's taken. Of course he is.
Of course he is. Brandon, thank you for the smiles and the laughs, buddy. We appreciate you listening to the show.
Absolutely. You have a good one.
Well, thank you very much. You as well. Here's Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, girl, hey.
You want to talk to Katie?
Sure. I was the one that was texting in earlier, and you told me to call you in, but I am right there in the same boat with you, Katie.
Okay.
I've been divorced for 10 years and still haven't found the right one. So it's been a challenge.
Yeah.
What kind of guys are you coming across?
Oh, I'm coming across the ones that want to add a third person into their group, or they want to just hook up, or it's a gamut.
Yeah.
And
Sounds kind of fun.
No.
It's not. Amanda, tell him how awful it
is. Come
on,
spice things up, Amanda.
Oh, no. It's terrible.
Amanda, hug and kiss.
I've seen it all over the last 10 years, and it's not been. I'm actually kind of gotten away from the apps for a little while, just taking a break.
Yeah.
Because the first caller said, it is a little overwhelming, or like you said earlier.
Yeah. No, it's so overwhelming. And Amanda, you make such a good point, because when it comes to the thruples, when it comes to the adding you to their already existent relationship, you would think, that would lend somebody to think that that would be a compliment. Like, somebody asking you to come into their relationship, like, that would be a positive
because
thing.
Because you're so charming and you're a ray of sunshine and you're a lot of fun.
Amanda, tell him how dirty that makes you feel, though, right? Like, doesn't that make you feel like, that's all you see me as?
Yeah, it's just gross.
going. And again, no disrespect to anybody who does that in the relationship. I just want you to know when you reach out to somebody to
and that's
be
like
a
the
third,
first thing you
and
say.
And that's the first thing.
Hey, you like to
and
party?
Again, if you're looking for an actual relationship that has meaning to it and everything, when you're viewed as just that, you're an addition to an already existing relationship, that it sets you down a couple notches. It's a shot to the ego.
You're a side. You're
sure.
Not the main dish.
Yeah. So
you're the mashed potatoes.
There's all of that out there. Not only are we
when
dealing,
you want to be the meatloaf?
Yes. I am the meatloaf. Like, come on. Filet mignon over here.
I'm just looking for a man to make me a meatloaf.
Yeah.
I'm tired of being the corn on the cob.
So, Amanda, I agree. It is so, like, it just takes a, you know, it can really take a shot to your ego to be out here for so long. So I appreciate you calling in and commiserating with me.
Amanda, I have a question for you. If you're off the dating apps and all this, how are you pursuing guys then? Or where are you going to find one?
Well, I like to hang out at breweries. So I kind of,
that's a good place.
I'm a personal person. So I like to just sit at the rail sometimes if I'm by myself. If I don't have my kiddo with me, but, just like the other day, I was started just talking to a nice guy at the rail. And we talked for a few days, but then he disappeared. So, you know, it's kind of those two. You get the guys that just, you talk to them for a week and then they're gone.
Maybe
and then
he's
they just,
maybe he's a magician.
Then they ghost you.
Is he a magician?
The ghosting is crazy, right? Like out of nowhere, there's just you.
You should go
question.
Look confused in like a Home Depot. I think that'll help you get a guy. He'll come by and help you find a 2x4 that you need or
that's
something.
That's Josh's advice. Yeah. Go look like you want to fix something.
Yeah.
Yeah, go look helpless. That's charming.
Go look in the plumbing department at Home Depot.
There you go.
Yeah, go sit on one of those fake toilets and
that's
try to
perfect.
Go to the bathroom.
Yep.
Guys love that.
That'll do it.
Guys love that.
That'll get them going.
Well, good luck out there, and thank you for calling and commiserating with our Katie Cap.
Oh, I live vicariously through you, Katie. I know that we're in the same boat, so I like listening to your stories. So appreciate you guys sharing those on the air.
Well,
you're very sweet.
Thank you for calling in and chatting with us because we're stronger together, right, Amanda?
Heck yeah.
Right. Amanda, have a great day.
You too. Thank you, guys.
All right, bye.
I'm telling you, you need to get with our promotions team, Katie, and figure out some sort of single ladies' night somewhere.
I know.
Where a bunch of respectable men can show up.
Use it to my advantage, right?
I think it's time.
Yeah, if I'm going to be out here, let's make it worth my while. Like,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
And
yeah.
No dudes from Montana allowed.
Big X.
Let's make it happen, all right?
Yeah.
Get it, girl.
I'm all about it.